know how we do it.
Welcome. You are now in the village.
What up, y'all? This is your girl, Lady Jay. What up, y'all? This is your girl, Lady Jay. Y'all know what to do with us, huh?
You are now in the village, home of Taking It Back Tuesdays. Welcome to the village, the kids' corner, the second helping, and music moments.
It's your girl, Lady Jane. Recording from the bedroom, from the kitchen table, from the library there. You know how we do it.
This is KK. This is KK. This is KK, and you're listening to Bluntly KK.
Welcome to the village. This is your man KJ, and we are in the village, y'all. What's going on?
What up, y'all? It's Lady J.
And tonight, folks, we have a special guest in the village. We have Mr. Sean Shepherd from Embrace. Sir, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking. I hope you all are doing fine as well.
That's what's up. So, Lady J, the village and I, even KK, we're kind of... I'm not going to say kind of. We are actually in the process of volunteering and really trying to reach out to the community. And Lady J was very studious in hopping online and trying to find an organization to volunteer with. And we came across Embrace. Lady J?
You know, honestly, Sean, let me give you the truth. So my son goes to a preschool, and we were looking for a organization to kind of collab with, because we wanted to kind of reach out and take our podcast from just behind the mics and kind of do some things in the community. And so shout out to Miss Lene, because she was like, hey, do you know Sean? Go check out Sean. I used to work with him. I used to do some volunteering with him. And if I could tell you the church that she goes to, I would lie to you. But she was like, he's a great guy. You'll love him. Go check out what he does.
That's nice. Maybe she attends the Rock Church?
No.
No? Then I have no idea.
I think it used to be El Cajon West, not Wesleyan, Nazarene. And now it's, I don't know. But anyway.
But I'm glad that she recommended us and had such complimentary things to say about our organization and myself. It's very rare for members of our community, African American community, to come out and volunteer.
Yeah.
And I've made a point of that for the last several years. And you know how we don't like to air our dirty laundry, but the truth of the matter is, you know, over the past 3 years, we've had over 5,000 volunteers come out and serve the homeless and remodel the homes of disabled veterans.
Oh, okay.
And I'd say maybe 2% of that number is African American.
That's low. Wow. That's low.
That's very low. You know, you would think, you know, I mean, we are a part of these communities as well. And there's an alarming amount of African American people that are on the streets or need help or anything like that. And it's not... not a very good thing that only 2%
of our population
are willing to go and help our people.
Yeah.
You know, I have a number of theories, none of them substantiated, but I mean, the truth of the matter is when I was in college, I didn't do any volunteering either. I was about me, myself, and I.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that unfortunately, is kind of interwoven into the African American culture, in that, you know, you got to look out for yourself. Right. I don't have much to give. We all have something to give.
Right.
And the most valuable thing that we can give is time. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be money. You can get money back. You can't get time back.
Right.
That's true.
And maybe that's where our misconception is. You know, like, we don't, maybe culturally, we don't instill in our children at a young age to give of their time.
I agree. I have, hopefully this doesn't take too long to pull up, but I keep the definition of philanthropy in my phone because it does not include the word money.
Mm.
Philanthropy is about giving and helping for humanity's sake. Mm-hmm. It's not about reaching into your pocket and pulling out Benjamins.
Right.
Let me see if I have it. I'd like to share it.
Yeah, no problem. And while you're pulling that up, Sean, can you just give our listeners who aren't in the San Diego area, because we have listeners that are worldwide, can you just give them a little bit about what Embrace is and what it is that you do here?
So Embrace is now a 12-year-old nonprofit. We mobilize college student volunteers to serve less fortunate members of veteran and civilian communities through two programs. One is called Embrace the Streets, which is a homeless outreach program where we have college students providing food, clothing, blankets, toiletries. We're in the process of adding public health services and social services out in the street for homeless civilians and homeless veterans. We do that 2 days a week, year round. Our second program is called Healing Our Heroes Homes, H3 for short, where we have the same college student volunteers and contractors that are volunteering to remodel the homes of disabled veteran homeowners.
Mm-hmm.
The root of everything that we do is to bring different ethnicities, different races, different cultures together in the name of serving the community.
Right.
I'm a former strength and conditioning coach. I'm a former collegiate athlete. And athletics is an area where you see, not just on the field, but in the stands, where people set aside their differences and come together because they're all on the same team. They're either rooting on the Chargers or the Aztecs, but when the game is over, they all go back home.
Yeah.
Right.
Same thing with music. We can all get together and go see a concert. Doesn't matter what you look like, doesn't matter what your religious beliefs are, but when the concert is over, you go back to where you came from.
Right.
I wanted to capture that social phenomenon and replicate it over and over again, and I discovered that community service does just that.
Mm. Okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah. That's definitely a beautiful thing when you think about the concept that you just said, that, you know, people go to concerts, games, sporting events, whatever the case may be. And for that moment, we're unified. But once that event is over, it's like everyone goes their separate ways.
Or a tragedy. We come together for a tragedy.
Or a tragedy, yeah.
But it's like, why can't we stay together?
Why can't we come together and stay together? It's right, yeah.
Right. So I found my definition of philanthropy.
Share.
Goodwill to fellow men, especially active effort to promote human welfare, a philanthropic act or gift. An organization distributing or supported by philanthropic funds. Doesn't say anything about giving money.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. If you help an elderly person cross the street, you are being philanthropic. If you help someone load their groceries into their car, you're being philanthropic.
Right.
And what we are doing, what I've discovered that we are doing, is creating another generation of philanthropists when these young men and women who are pursuing their degrees in higher education come together over and over and over again to serve complete strangers, because they'll remember this experience. They may continue that type of experience in different forms, but when they get married, guess what? They're going to continue doing that with their children.
Yeah.
And it's going...
And so far.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing I'm proud about in life, it's that. Is that I see young people going off into their own direction once they've had an experience with Embrace and serving the community in their own way, which is beautiful to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
Lay J, anything?
You know, Sean, I just wanted to, first off, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for reaching out to the people, the disenfranchised communities of San Diego. And my prayer is that years from now, that you'll still have this facility, or your legacy will still be carried on. Also, I want to say thank you for reaching out to our veterans. San Diego has a huge veterans community.
Yes.
However, I think it's not until this past, like maybe 10 years, that I think that the veterans, not just in San Diego, but across the nation, have really gotten a lot of support, gotten more support than they have in all the years back. And so I know with legislation and all types of stuff, the veterans are starting to get some real good help. And I really appreciate the fact that you have a heart for our sailors and for our soldiers who have given so freely of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that what you do on a daily basis, running a nonprofit organization, I know the profits are slim, but I do appreciate the fact that regardless of what you make from this, if you make anything, that you still come out and you still give it your all, and you still create a space for that can impact the people who you serve and can impact the people that are given the service.
Well, I appreciate your kind words, and you don't have to thank me, but I will accept that. It's been an honor,
yeah.
Literally, to serve our men and women that have given up so much to keep us safe and serve our country. At the same time, I really can't take any credit. I'd like to thank all of the people that have given of their time to come out and volunteer, because it's not just me.
Mm-hmm.
If it were just me, we would not be sitting here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We really wouldn't. I've been amazed at how young folks have given of their time to serve people that they don't know. And as you know, we talked about before we turned the mics on, or maybe I did say it while the mics were on, I didn't do this.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't help other people when I was in high school. I didn't help other people when I was in college. So
right.
I really respect young people who are doing something that I didn't have it in me
right.
to do.
Yeah. Now, I definitely look at what you're doing. I mean, we're in this office, but I'm looking at all the different accolades, and you're saying not to say thank you, but I'm looking, you know, there are many people that have said thank you, and I'm looking at all the different plaques and awards. Man, you're doing your thing, you know, even if you, you know, believe that if nobody was here or the masses didn't come to help, you wouldn't be able to do this. I think you would find a way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you have a passion in life, you're going to find a way to make it happen. You know, so I still got to applaud you, man. I think you're doing a wonderful thing with this.
Well, I appreciate that, and I have to give thanks first and foremost to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ,
yes,
for
sir.
Putting it in my heart
mm-hmm.
to and to open my eyes to allow me to discover the fact that I was put on this earth to help people.
Yeah,
and that's a pretty broad statement. But I'm fine with keeping it broad, because I don't want to limit how
God
I'm able
you.
Exactly how I'm able to help people, or how this organization is able to help people. If the Lord provides the resources and the direction, then we'll go off and help people in a way that He has directed me to do so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And as far as the volunteers themselves, it doesn't matter to me why they're serving. It doesn't matter to me if they believe in God or not, if they're Jewish, if they're Muslim, if they're Catholic, Christian. It doesn't matter to me. What's most important to me is that they made a conscious decision to come out and give up their time to help someone in need. That's
mm-hmm.
that's all that matters to me.
And that's the most important aspect of it all. Is you just said it earlier. You know, we're put on this earth to help each other, and how often do people forget that? People kind of, you know, go to work, go home, they stay in little bubbles, they live their life, pay the taxes, and they die. But along this thing of life, if you, you know, whoever you believe in, the pearly gates, Buddha, whatever,
right,
whoever you believe in, if you get to your maker and you know, what have, and they say, what have you done? And you just said, well, this is, I just kind of, you know, lived. You know, how does that really, you know, correlate to, to life itself? Like, we're yes, you're here to live, but your life is a purpose. Yeah. We all know that. You're not just here for some random reason. You were born for a reason. Wherever the reason may be, you have to discover that along your path. Yeah. And I've definitely seen that this man has discovered his path and his journey. So
I feel blessed because I know a lot of people that haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Sean, you know, it's funny because at my house, I call my house the dream castle, right? Because I believe at my house, everyone who resides under my roof has the ability to come through my doors, has the ability to pursue their passion and pursue their purpose. And I feel like, you know, me personally, I'm going to talk to you about your passion, talk to you about your purpose and question as to why you're not doing it, right? Because I feel like life is way too short for you to go through life and not know what your purpose is, not have some kind of inclination and not be doing it. You know, like people go to work every day and do jobs that they hate and die and still, you know, haven't figured out their purpose and their passion. So I am impressed that, well, not impressed, I don't want to say impressed, that's kind of like a crazy word, but I am definitely excited, that's better. I'm excited to have met another person in the world who knows what their passion is or is pursuing something that that's going to get them to their passion, you know, so.
Well, I think that if people come to the realization that your purpose has to do with giving something instead of getting something, I think more people would discover what their true purpose is in life. It's not about getting, it's about giving.
That's heavy. I'm gonna have to tweet that for a little bit. Do you mind if I tweet that?
Yeah, well, whatever gift. And that's another thing that people sometimes have difficulty discovering is, what are my gifts? Well, whatever gifts you have, they were not meant for you to keep for yourself.
That's true. Mm. And Lady J and I have talked about that numerous times. Like, initially, we started this. Well, I started this podcast as just like a therapy for me because I have issues.
And we all have issues, baby.
So this was like a
room full of people with issues.
So this was like my way of you know, reaching out to people and just speaking what I had to say. But when I realized that I wanted more from this, you know, I reached out to my wife and I sat down and we talked about it, and it was like, well, hey, you're good at this. Let's try to push this. And I've fought her still to this day, you know, but there's going to come a point when my passion is going to take over and I'm going to have to make a decision on let the 9-to-5 go or let this go. So, you know, you've like, you know what, I can do this and I can share my gifts. I can share my dreams. And this is obvious, man. I mean, we're in an office that, you know, all these different awards, I'm gonna keep going back to that. And you saying you feel blessed. Well, you're blessing other people. That's number one. You're blessing other people, because how many people can really say that they've lived their life to the fullest? I'm not wishing death or nothing bad on you, but when you come to that moment at the end of your life, you should go out with a smile on your face. Well, because you know that you've helped people. And you've done what you were supposed to do with this life.
Well, for me, it's not really about necessarily helping people. It's about being obedient to God.
Okay.
And you know, I was having a text conversation with a close friend of mine. And I said to him, I said, you know, man, if I die tomorrow, I've lived an amazing life. And that life has been amazing because I've done a better job now than I did when I was younger of being obedient. If you just do what God calls you to do, miracles happen. I mean, this office is, I mean, it's barely an office.
But it's an office.
It is, and somehow the money showed up to pay the rent.
Yeah.
And somehow the money kept showing up to implement our programs. I didn't have a plan. Other than to just be obedient, and being obedient, the resources showed up. They showed up from some unlikely sources. They showed up from some enemies.
Sean, you better get out of my head. Ooh, mercy. I'm I'm going to have a moment. I'm going to sit over here in this corner and have just a moment for a second because, boy, I tell you, ooh, this has been the third conversation I've had this week.
They come in threes, don't they?
This has been the third conversation I've had this week with just people for this podcast, just guests that for this podcast that have really just spoken about the things that have gone on in my that's going on in my life in reference to like my jobs, in reference to jobs with an S, in reference to my jobs, in reference to this podcast, just in reference to my life. And so for that I am thankful.
Well, those are God tears streaming down your face. That's what that is. And really that's my only explanation. People have asked me, well, what is your plan? What do you plan on doing 10 years from now, 20 years from now? My answer is I plan on being obedient. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know where that's going to carry me. I don't know what that's going to, where that's going to leave embrace, but I'm going to be, my plan is to be obedient.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I have for you.
Mm-hmm. And just, you know, kind of to piggyback off of, you know, what we were talking about earlier, you say how to be obedient. You know what I mean? When we first heard this podcast, it was wild.
Off the chain.
It was off the chain. We said stuff. We, you know, I'll be honest, we cursed, you know, because we just thought whatever. And I felt like I was piggybacking off of other shows that I've heard and trying to be popular. But when I had this thought in my head, and I'm going to say, you know, I know it was God. I know it was. I have no shame in saying that. But it said, Kevin, stop cursing. Do you have to do this?
You're not representing me by talking
exactly.
Like that.
I'm not, you know, and it's funny how you have people that reach out to you. My mom loves my show. She listens and she's like, you know, you would have so many more people listen to your show if you just cut this out and just let it go.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I cut that out. I remember I told my wife and my sister, I said, we're not cussing no more on this show. I said, that's it. I said, we're done.
Yeah.
And it was amazing how, you know, we started off as like a comedy podcast, comedy show. And now we're on a different category, and the numbers are just shooting through the roof.
Yeah.
Got people letting us know they love the show, retweeting. But the point is that when you're faithful, when you listen, number one, when you listen, you'd be amazed at what kind of doors can open up.
Yeah.
Well, it's just important to, you know, to our listeners, to, it's important for me to share with the listeners that being obedient doesn't mean being perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I am not perfect. Never been perfect, never will be perfect. I make mistakes. I don't use proper language all the time. But I try my best to put my best foot forward at all times.
And you stumble.
We all fall short every single day.
Yep.
But I put forth the effort.
Mm-hmm.
And with God, effort counts. It may not count with man, but effort does count.
Yeah, definitely. I know we got to get ready to go and serve the people. And how can, if our listeners want to get involved with Embrace, if they want to come out and support, if they want to send donations or whatever, how can they reach you?
They can find us online
mm-hmm.
at embrace1, that's the number one, .org. And I want to stress to anyone that's listening, you are welcome to come and serve the community through our organization. It doesn't matter who or what you believe in. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter what your sexual orientation is. If you want to help some people, come through Embrace and do that with us. We're here for you. We'll receive you with open arms. Mm-hmm. And hopefully you'll enjoy the experience and help increase the army that we have
mm-hmm.
to go out and serve.
Good stuff.
Definitely.
Good stuff. So embrace.org.
Embrace one.
The number one.
Yep.
.org.
Embrace1.org is the best way to contact us mm-hmm. Online. And
are you on Facebook? Are you on Twitter?
Oh, we are. If you go to the website, if you look us up on Facebook, it's actually Embrace One. Mm-hmm. Facebook.com/embrace and then the number one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. On Twitter, we're Embrace San Diego.
Okay.
On YouTube, our YouTube channel is Embrace San Diego.
Okay.
Okay.
So if you know any of those, but if you can't remember all that, just remember embraceone.org, and you can get to all that from our website.
Good stuff. And everyone, welcome to the village. We'll be serving with Embrace the first Wednesdays of every month. We are on the books on calendar for the following year, all for the year. So I hope that you guys come out and join us. Please come out and join us. We would love to have Welcome to the Village take over on the first Wednesday of every month.
But come on.
That's it. And help.
Yeah.
Lady J, ready to wrap this up, baby?
Sean, thank you for taking your time to meet with us. I really appreciate it.
I do.
Definitely enjoyed being in your lovely office. And I'm just hoping that our office is still in the bedroom.
You know, and I was gonna say that real quick. Like I'm looking like, you know, you just laughed real quick. I'm like, man, we record shows out of our bedroom.
Yeah, man.
You know, and then
the dining room table.
and the library. We've been fortunate to get the library lets us come in. Malcolm X Library. Shout out to them.
Shout out to Mr. Jimmy. What's up?
Yeah. But you know, you're in an office.
Yeah.
Please take that in. I
know it's a blessing because I didn't know how we were going to pay for it, and it got paid for.
It's paid for.
Rent
was paid.
Amen.
That's good stuff.
Lady J, what's your Twitter?
You can hit me up at Loving Chanel on Twitter.
And you can find me at Enlighten My Mind. Lady J and I split duty on the Village Twitter handle at W2TheVillage. Mm-hmm. Get a hold of us. Google voicemail 619-202-1562.
That's right.
Search Welcome the number 2 The Village on Facebook. WelcomeToTheVillage.com. Check out our awesome website. Email us at WelcomeToTheVillage@gmail.com. All that good stuff. Folks, we're about to go do work, so we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. And as the saying goes.
Wait. One more thing. Hey, just mark your calendars. We are skating. We are skating on April. Oh, geez. Saturday, April 3rd, out at Skate San Diego. We are raising money for the deaf and hard of hearing community.
Wow.
And let's get it, people. We are trying to send 10 families to the deaf and hard of hearing camp that would not normally be able to go because they don't have the funds. So we are trying to support them, and we're trying to send them because it's a great community. And so get out.
And if Lady J is sending you random Facebook messages, y'all.
No, they're not random. They're purpose.
Don't ignore them.
Yes, okay? Yes. I need you.
All right. And as the saying goes, Village, we love you. We thank you. God bless you. Have a great night.
Night.
I holla. Are you in the area of Melbourne, Florida? Are you in need of an excellent dog or cat groomer that loves your four-legged family as much as you do? Well, at Heavenly Touch Dog and Cat Grooming, we love each other just as we love your pets. Family-owned and run, with perfection as our goal. If you would like to book an appointment, please call us at 321-622-6963. Email us at heavenlytouchdogandcatgrooming@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at Heavenly Touch Dog and Cat Grooming, and check out our photo gallery of our adorable, satisfied customers. Come visit us in person, 2260 Sarno Road, Melbourne, Florida, 32935. Visit our website for the most current pet-friendly specials, www.heavenlytouch.vpweb.com. With a variety of services to choose from, we are sure you'll be happy working with us. We know your pet will want to come back for another Heavenly Touch.